Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A man secure in his manhood. Good stuff. Yeah. Happy Friday, 97.1. Got the picks coming up. 8:35. Well, John Jansen's got some work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's got some work to do. Free agency is upon us, John.
Oh, what are all the big signings from yesterday?
This is not like football or basketball or hockey. We're going to be waiting a while. But there's some big stories to watch.
Why is it different in baseball?
I don't know. Blame the agents. Maybe the teams, too. I don't know whose fault it is.
It's enough to go around. But, yeah, so no major signings yesterday, and there won't be any for some time. And I think the first domino to fall, well, I don't know if it's the first domino, but they gave Gleyber Torres the offer yesterday, and he's got till the qualifying offer. So if he goes, we get a draft pick.
Yeah.
Which is, it's smart to do.
I think so, too.
And if he signs it, I'd be fine with that.
Look, he's got to get healthy, get right, but he was a productive player, was an all-star, doesn't strike out a lot, walks. Yeah, look, I think he'll end up getting a multi-year deal somewhere else, but it's just good business for the Tigers to qualify him.
Mm-hmm. And then it's a matter of, you know, are they going to bring in somebody through free agency as a right-handed bat, maybe one that plays third base? That is where a lot of eyeballs and interest is going to go. Are they going to add?
Are there any good third baseman available in free agency that the team may or may not pursue?
Can I just say Walleye, just to stop you now? Like, we all know who it is, and he opted out of his contract with the Red Sox. So
his projected deal, by the way, because ESPN does this for all the top free agents. A 5-year, $160 million contract, which for those keeping score at home is basically the deal he wanted last year from the Tigers minus 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for as much flack as Scott Harris got for the trade deadline, and understandably so, I think the bigger whiff was just not matching on Bregman and going into the season with that proven bat that they missed dearly in
at the
game
end of the
five.
Year. Yeah.
Yes. And all really the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can right the wrong. I think Bregman's on every single one of these lists. We know they like him. We know he's available. We know he fills several needs. To me, he's the centerpiece of the offseason, whether they keep Scooble or not.
Right. And that's the other domino I was talking about, that we're all waiting to see what happens is with Tarek Scooble. Is he going to be here on the mound next year? Is next Thursday, is he going to win his second Cy Young Award when the Major League Baseball award show happens? I think we all believe he will.
Yes.
And so is he traded? Is there a world, and I don't think anybody believes, I think the least likely outcome is that he gets a long-term deal done before next season I'd with the Tigers?
Stunned.
Yeah, I think we all would be.
Happy, but stunned, yeah.
And the one thing that none of us know, and we'll probably never know, is how does ownership, and I'm not just talking about Tigers ownership, but every owner in Major League Baseball, along with you know the presidents or general managers, how are they viewing the work stoppage in 27? Because that does play a factor into how Tarek Skubal and Scott Boras are going to approach his next contract.
What defines a successful offseason for the Tigers? I think that's question one for people. 248-539-9797. Define a successful offseason. That could be how you want them to handle Skubal, specific free agents you want them to add, a trade. We played the Morosi audio where they could go after Duran from the Red Sox. 248-539-9797. And we understand that the center of this is Skubal. So what I don't want to do is let Jeff Rieger speak for the city. I think that would be a very dangerous thing to do. But Rieger said last night, kind of factually, that Detroit has turned its back on Skubal. Do you agree with that, that the fans have turned on Tarek Skubal?
Well, I guess it depends on how you define them turning their backs. If before Game 5 or before the end of the season, I think most people were in one camp or the other. Sign him, do whatever you have to do to make sure he's a Tiger for a long time, or trade him. Like that was basically the two camps. And then I think there's an indifference now. Not necessarily, hey, get him gone. We he can't pitch over 100 pitches. Didn't want to, pitch that next inning in Game 5, and you end up losing it. Whereas now there's an indifference in regards to, well, if he's here, okay, great. He's a great pitcher. We love Tarek Skubal. If they trade him, okay. Well, it's maybe the best business decision for the Tigers. Like, I think there's an indifference more than there is a disdain for him.
Yeah, I think that the fans who want him want to get a deal done to keep him, but even they recognize
it might not be the best thing in the long run for the Tigers, because if he pitches for them and they don't add enough bats and they don't do what they have to do to win a World Series, then he's just going to walk.
And even if they want to keep him, and we have no reporting that indicates they've offered him a real contract, but even if the team wants to keep him, they may just use that as the starting point for free agency a year from now.
Right.
So even if you want to keep him, he might not be here. So that kind of makes it easier to say, I'm done.
Or is there a thought among ownership that once they come out of this CBA, that the one that we care about most is obviously what the Tigers are going to do. Is there a path for them to financially sign him at that time that doesn't, that's not a path right now?
Is there a cap and then you can offer the same as anybody else? And yes, there's a world that happens after next season. After a lot of pain and a long work stoppage, maybe, but that's hard to bank on that. Look, I think just the rawness of Game 5 and him not going back out for the seventh inning is going to sit with people for a very long time. And it may be something that you personally out in listener land can't get over. 248-539-9797. Are Detroiters turning their back on Skubal, ready to move on from Tarek Skubal? Some of this is the frustration of that moment. Some of it is the reality of the economics of baseball, that you're not going to keep him long term. So it's about maximizing what you've got. To me, if I could tie all this together, I think the best offseason plan is to offer Tarek Skubal an 8-year deal for $400 million, of which I think he will turn down, and then I will trade Tarek Skubal. And then I will take that money that I was going to spend on him, and I'll hand it to Alex Bregman and a starting pitcher. So I'll have my bat, I'll have my arm, I'll have the prospect haul I get for Skubal, and that becomes the centerpiece of my offseason. Doesn't mean it's the whole offseason, but I think that is the most natural starting point for this offseason. You probably still need to add a secondary bat, bring back Finnegan. There are other moves to be made, but that's kind of how I would lay out what I'd like to see, what I would deem to be a successful offseason.
So this whole turning the back on him, like, he deserves criticism for what happened in Game 5 and coming out. I'm not turning my back on him because I also think the team deserves criticism.
Right. They allowed it to happen.
Yeah. I mean, this is a special moment. And if you're AJ Hinch, you're like, hey, I'm going to ride this. This is for everything. I just feel like this is something that was accepted through the agent, Harris, Hinch, and Skubal. And you can certainly criticize Skubal as part of that. I don't like that they did to begin with. I have a tough time saying Tarek Skubal is not a competitor. The fire he pitches with.
That's why it's hard to reconcile him not coming out for the seventh inning. Like, what really happened in that dugout?
I think AJ said to empty the tank because there was a mutual agreement that once a certain pitch level was reached, pitch count, because of his future.
And that is going to be the issue if they bring him back this year again, right?
So
without a long-term deal, which I think is a possibility, that they choose to walk that tightrope and bring him back without an extension. Well, guys, aren't we signing up for the same thing? Big playoff game, Scooble's at 88 pitches, and he tells him, here's your last inning, empty the tank. I mean, are we going to relive this same thing again and then lose him for nothing?
Yeah, I mean, look, we couldn't. It could be a little awkward, I guess, with some fans who have turned their back on him if they're at opening day and do you not cheer as much? I don't think people are going to boo.
No. He'll be a two-time Cy Young Award winner, best player on the team.
Right, homegrown.
Yeah.
And here, I think this is where a lot of fans are. If you look at Twitch, and there's two comments from the same Twitcher, Detroit Skills. The first one says, I don't see Scooble leaving at all. Okay, I can understand that. And then the following up, really, it says, I really don't, but he's a Boris client.
He chose this.
Right. So,
for a reason.
You know, I don't, none of us want him to be gone.
The best chance for this team to win the World Series next year is that he's pitching on this team and they add Alex Bregman and somebody else.
Yep.
So I wouldn't say I'd turn my back on it. I know that. I will hold this against him a little bit, but I'm not going to, I'm rooting for him. He gave me some of my favorite memories. That game in Cleveland I went to when he looked at the crowd and put his arms up. That's one of my favorite sports memories in my life.
Well, let's play that scenario then. Let's say they want to keep Scooble, but they can't reach a deal, but they want to go for it. Well, how about you do the Bregman signing and you make the trade that Morosi threw out there where you trade for the Red Sox outfielder, Jarren Duran. Mm-hmm. And he becomes the best outfielder on the team. You added your best infielder on the team. You kept Tarek Scooble, and I could justify it because you're all in to win a World Series.
Okay, yeah. So then let me ask this. Would Tigers fans be okay with this scenario? You bring back Scooble. No contract in place after 26. And you do add some of those bats, and you go win a World Series, and then he walks for nothing. Would you make that trade of a World Series win, and then Scooble walks, and you get a compensatory pick?
I'll call it. It'd be a happy divorce.
Yep, shake his hand. Wish him well on the way out. You can have partial custody of the kids, and we'll be amicable.
With partial custody of the kids, that's the compensatory pick you get back?
I suppose. Phone calls, ticket text. What's a successful offseason for the Tigers now that it's here? We'll play some Scooble audio, not from Scooble, but about Scooble from Ken Rosenthal. And of course, your feelings towards him. It's 97.1.
I want to highlight the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you, our listeners, this month. And if you're looking for a stylish SUV, you can lease a new Buick Encore GX for just $199 a month. Encore GX is exceptional by design. Find your perfect Buick today. This deal is happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. Tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment not included. Dealer sets final price based on due at signing amount of $3,849. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit GMCOfferInfo.com. That's GMCOfferInfo.com for more details.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're giving you a lot to chew on here with the Tiger offseason. Free agency underway officially yesterday. No blockbuster moves. This is how it goes in baseball. But we played a little audio from a friend, John Morosi, who says, bold prediction, Jarren Duran, Boston outfielder, would be a trade target for the Tigers. Well, it's funny. Boston.com wrote about a possibility of trading Jarren Duran to the Detroit Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
They put it like this. Boston has the assets needed to pry a player like Scooble away from Detroit, be it regulars like Jarren Duran, Willy Abreu, Rafaela, etc., plus young assets like Marcelo Mayer, Christian Campbell, and other talent-rich chips. Would you trade Scooble for Duran and another young piece?
Well, I mean, I do believe you've got to get something for him. And I've...
It lets you keep McGonagall and Clark and all the precious.
Well, it really comes down to, okay, let's just say you add Duran and you add Bregman and you keep Scooble, but you don't extend him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really think that they can compete with the Dodgers in the World Series?
Are you asking me, are they better than the Dodgers? Because they're not. But then if that was the only reason that you'd ever make moves, nobody would ever make moves.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, how realistic is it for you to go with it? Because if in the back part of what Rosenthal had to say was, I think it was Rosenthal that said, you know, do you trade him? Or, you know, if he's just going to leave in free agency. It was the end of his was the trade deadline. Because he doesn't think that there's less value at the trade deadline. You probably get the same thing for him in July as you would now.
Similar or the same, yes.
The problem is you get to July in the trade deadline and you're in it.
You have to keep him then, and you may lose him for nothing. Look.
And no World Series.
We asked the question, have you turned your back on Scooble? Because Rieger brought it up and kind of said it matter of fact. Ticket Texter says, I've turned my back on him. I blame him for coming out of game 5 early. If he would have paid one inkling of attention to Naylor earlier in the game, they also win it 2-1 in 9 innings. Another fan says he's not tough. He's not a true competitor. He's weak. He's soft. He's not a Detroiter. Another text says, are the fans turning their back on him or did he turn his back on us? He's the one that said he has no control over where he plays. Good morning, gentlemen. As a therapist, Dan the therapist here, as far as Scooble goes, I think him pulling himself out of a playoff game at only 99 pitches is our only 99 pitches, let alone a playoff game. Some of the thoughts from people. Let's get to Greg in Westland. Greg, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's good.
Up? Just want to bring up this about the Scooble and that. Can you imagine back in the day of Bob Gibson or Sandy Koufax saying, I'm not going to come out and pitch? Those guys took the team on their back. The whole thing nowadays, the professionals, it's not sports anymore. It's all business. It's gotten away from sports. Like, I love sports my whole life, and right now I could care less. It's just getting out of hand. They don't care about the fans. You're never going to see a decent player play for the whole team, for the same team, for their whole career. It's not going to happen anymore because of business.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
unlikely, and I think part of it, of what happened in the postseason, is we saw Max Scherzer screaming at his manager as his manager is walking to the mound saying, I am not coming out of this game. I am going to get out of this inning. And he did.
Okay, he is so outperforming his contract. It's probably one of the greatest outperformances of a contract in the history of sports when you think about it.
Sure, back-to-back Cy Young Award.
And, you know, you can go back to maybe this should have been taken care of like 2 years ago.
Yeah, but then when you read the reports and it doesn't sound like the Tigers were interested in paying a big sum of money to
I'm
do
talking
that.
Like even pre-Cy Young.
Oh, okay.
Like taking the end of what would have been, 23? And saying, hey, we see the signs here. Let's lock them up. One of those kind of premature contracts you give in baseball. But I don't think they would have been where he wanted to be. Like,
right.
I think he still at that point would have wanted probably 30 a year.
Right, and that's I agree with you.
8-240, and he's happy, and then all of a sudden, you know, there's a little part of me that respects that he has to preserve himself. He's looking at $400 million.
Yeah. Couple ticket techs. We asked what a successful offseason is. This says adding two bats and one more ace while also keeping Scooble. I want to try to set the bar where I think they're going to achieve. I don't think they're adding an ace and keeping Scooble and adding two bats, but yeah, hallelujah.
Is there an older ace out there that would take a one-year super high end?
Well, so here's some of the challenge. So Flaherty opted in. Their five-man rotation next year is kind of already set if they keep Scooble, right? It's Scooble, Flaherty, Mize, Olson, and Melton.
Yeah.
And you need more than five arms, so they may add, like you said, some vets, some guys to round out to
might
survive
see Joe
the season.
Blade.
Yeah, maybe Joe Blade or maybe... I don't know. I'm sure someone will text it about Verlander, but they're not going to add an ace and keep Scooble with that rotation.
But
right?
Casey Mize, maybe he's in a trade.
Maybe. Well, that's the thing. Another texter says maybe they are going to trade some of their own guys. Like, are Riley Green and Kerry Carpenter both a good fit for this team, or is there redundancy? Well, we talked about if you add Duran, who's also a lefty outfielder, that's three lefty outfielders. You could DH one, or yeah, you could really wheel and deal this winter.
So if you move one, it's Green all day.
You get more for Green, and a swing profile doesn't fit what this team is all about.
Plus, Carpenter has the knack. He lives for the moment. He's done it enough.
Duran would be an upgrade on Riley Green. I don't know if people realize, like, Jarren Duran is a triples hitter. He led baseball in triples the last 2 years.
You said he was built for Comerica Park.
Built for Comerica Park. He draws walks.
And the thing is, Morosi, there's got to be a little substance here. He doesn't usually throw stuff out. Like, this kind of came out of left field. Nobody had mentioned this name.
And he has 3 years of control.
Which they like.
Another huge edge if that's a player they end up going for. All right, let's get to Heather with the news.
This news is brought to you by Gardner White. Hey, the Detroit Lions are getting ready for a game in December, and they're going to have a very special group perform the halftime show, The Temptations.
Oh,
which would be pretty cool. It's also like a whiteout game. It's the game against the Cowboys. So if you're going, you need to make sure you wear your white. Lots of fun, too. Plus, they say that game will also showcase their Women in Football initiative. So
cool.
A fun game to be at if you're looking to go to a game. Let's see. Internet sleuths were able to help police identify a woman who was caught on video throwing hot coffee at a McDonald's manager in Michigan. Apparently, police posted this video on social media earlier this week asking public to help find this woman. And of course, you put the internet to a task and they're going to do it. They found this woman. Police have updated their post saying, thank you for your quick responses. We have the suspect identified. They haven't released a whole lot of information, but it sounds like the two got into some sort of argument over a transaction issue. One of the woman involved was saying, I'm going to call corporate. The manager was talking about refunds will take about 48 hours. And that's when the coffee was then thrown. Antonio Brown is in custody and back on American soil after being extradited from Dubai on attempted murder charges. He was booked into a New Jersey jail about 6 months after allegedly trying to shoot and kill a man at a Miami boxing event. Now, after the incident, he did jump on X to say that he was actually just protecting himself because he was jumped and these people were trying to steal his jewelry. And he was not arrested at the time and obviously took off to Dubai. And then about 4.5 months ago, a warrant for his arrest was issued.
So. It's your guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's your boy. Yep.
Fire up chips. Where's that drop?
There it is.
Reluctantly.
If you're flying out of Detroit Metro Airport today or this weekend, you're going to want to check your flight information before you head to the airport. As of 5 a.m. this morning, 33 flights coming and going from Detroit Metro have already been canceled, and cancellations will be ramping up over the next few days. And if you are one of the unlucky people to have your flight canceled, airlines will refund and rebook you, or they'll offer like travel vouchers. You can look at each individual airline and how they're handling it. But it sounds like overall, today is the first day that these cuts went into effect. Over 800 flights have already been canceled and over 500 have been delayed. So it could cause a lot of travel issues if you're trying to take to the skies this weekend or into next week.
Yeah, who knows?
Soon, you'll be able to listen to us all across Michigan. It was just announced that Odyssey is launching the 97.1 Detroit Sports Radio Network on Detroit First. That network will carry all of our programming from right here on the ticket from 6 a.m. to 12 a.m. And affiliates include stations in Grand Rapids, Lansing, Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, and Roscommon. And then additional stations are expected to join the lineup over the next coming months.
Yeah, this is awesome. You know, I mean, just for me personally, I did 5 years of afternoons in Grand Rapids, so it'll be cool to bring those people into our fold here and spread across the state of Michigan.
Yeah, we all have relationships across the state. We've all been all over the state, so it'll be nice to be able to talk to people all over the state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
December 1st.
December 1st. On Thursday, Starbucks released its long-awaited holiday menu and, of course, all of their seasonal merchandise and as well. And there's all sorts of things you can get, you know, like the cool tumblers, the mugs, the coffee-themed ornaments, right? But there's one item in particular that has caused mayhem all over, and it's the bear-shaped glass Starbucks barista cold cup. It is quite adorable. It's this 20-ounce cup that's shaped like a bear. It's got the little green beanie on. It's $29.95, but people all over the internet are trying to get their hands on this. It's a limited-time item, and apparently it's sold out quickly all over. There's been fights. People are breaking out in like physical altercations over this cup. Retail sites selling it for about $200 a cup. Some places even more, $250, even up to as high as $800.
It's bizarre. And from what I understand, and again, not everything on the internet is true, Starbucks only sent a limited number.
Yes.
And some only got like two. And then the employees bought it before the doors even opened up, and people had lined up way before opening to be first in. And the first people were like, hey, I want the teddy bear cup.
Gone.
And they're like, well, it's gone. How? I'm the first person. Yeah. And they're like, well, we bought them.
That's true. The craze.
Yeah. All right. That's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. It's 97.1. If someone you care about is injured in a car accident, you need KG Law. Lawrence KG and KG Law specialize in car accidents, so you're going to get that personal attention to detail from someone who cares. He's a Detroiter, someone you want in your corner. He built his business doing things the right way and delivering for his clients. KG Law has won millions of dollars with a 98% success rate. 877-KG-CARES. That's K-A-J-Y, KGCARES.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friend of the show, John Morosi, with a spicy take as free agencies here in the world of Major League Baseball. We're going to get into the Lions. It's finally here. We can put last weekend behind us. A few thoughts on baseball. Duran is a good player.
Yes.
He's a 4-WAR player last year. It would have been the best bat on the Tigers. The year before that, he was an 8-WAR player. He's in his late 20s, 3 years of team control, led baseball in triples the last 2 years. Yes, yes, yes. Would love to see that move. And it got us thinking, well, there's a lot of moves that they have to sort out, some involving Skubal, of course. What is a successful offseason for the Detroit Tigers? John, before we get your answer, get back to the phone. Steve, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Hey, John, go Blue. My daughter, she plays piccolo in the marching band, so shout out to them.
Yeah, love watching them.
Yep, real quick, big-time baseball fan, love the Tigers, die hard. You know, and maybe I speak for a lot of Tiger fans. I haven't turned my back on Skubal. Love Skubal. Every time he's on the bump, I'm in front of the TV, okay? But the problem is, he showed us who he is. At $400 million, I can't justify giving him $400 million when pick 99, you've emptied the tank, although your last pitch was 101 against one of the best hitters in the league. For $400 million, I need a come home with your shield or on it guy and then say, hey, Skip, I'm available for the next game if you need me, a la Yamamoto, right? That's a $400 million guy. But if you're going to give me six innings, and listen, we're not talking about game 80 on the road against the White Sox. We're talking about playoff elimination games. You got to be able to come home with your shield or on it and then tell the skipper, if you need me, I'm available.
Oh, you're right, Steve. I think he turned off a lot of people with not coming back out for the seventh. You can live and die, win or lose, with him on the mound, and I think everybody would have been cool with it. He turned people off, but I will caution you. We went through this with Max Scherzer, who people were mad at him not going deeper in a playoff game once upon a time, and Max left. You know what happened? He won 2 Cy Youngs, won a World Series, and made the All-Star game in 6 of the next 7 seasons.
And why
made a lot of sense to give Max a 6-7-8-year deal back then.
What made Max do that in 2013 and then Max demand to stay in the game in 2025?
Money.
The bank account.
Yeah.
Money. So if Yamamoto has $300 million in a contract, I mean, does that play into it? It's clearly part of it. Now, John, if we look at the offseason, you got to decide what you're doing with Scooble. You got to decide who you're pursuing in free agency. You're not just going to run this thing back. I don't need you to spend every dollar, but what's a successful offseason?
Well, if they're going to spend enough to compete for a World Series. Now, are they going to spend enough to have a roster like L.A.?
No.
No. And so I actually think that the real value in Scooble is, all right, you homegrown talent, you've developed him, you've built him up into this, and he's built himself up into this two-time Cy Young Award winner. The best value you have in him is to trade him because I don't think they're going to extend him. So this offseason, yeah, you need to get some everyday players, and this is a guy that whether you agree or not, he has yet to be that guy that's going to go deep into a game and say, this game is mine. This series is mine. He plays once every 5 days at most. I need some everyday hitters. And so I think that the real value comes from actually trading Tarek Skubal. But I want this team, a successful offseason to give you the best answer, is a team that goes into next season better than the team that exited the season in 25.
And to your point, it's a cop-out, he didn't answer it. There's a lot of different ways to achieve that.
Right.
You could keep Skubal, but you better be all in. I better see Bregman and another big bat.
Mm-hmm.
You could trade Skubal, but you better sign a big-time pitcher in the offseason. You better still add a couple bats, right? So there's a ton of configurations here, and it's on Scott Harris to get it right. John, I would offer Skubal more money than has been reported. I would offer him the $400 million deal over 8 years. I don't think he accepts it. I'm okay if he does because of the Scherzer comparison. Scherzer was Cy Young's, World Series, another 6 to 8 years of really good baseball. If he turns me down and isn't interested in getting extended this offseason, I'm trading him. Maybe I'm trading him for Duran, which is what Boston.com right. was floating out there. So I get Duran, I get Bregman, and then I sign one of the available starting pitchers in free agency, and we roll. Maybe you're trading Skubal for prospects and you sign Bregman and a pitcher and a bat. There's a ton of ways to do this, but it needs to be an offseason that aims to correct the flaws of last year where they limped to the finish line, didn't have enough offense, and weren't a serious a title contender.
Right, and the problem, if you do sign Skubal to that monster contract this offseason, is that all you're doing?
I think you should still sign Bregman.
Okay. But if that's what happens and you don't sign Bregman because you've spent the money on Skubal and you don't get Duran because you've spent the money on Skubal and you go into and let's run it back. Now we're just paying more for the same guy we had last year.
Yeah.
To me, you're not better going into the season.
That's valid. But yeah, I wouldn't. Paying Skubal can't be the offseason if they pay him. You have to do more. And if that gets in the way, then you're right. You have to trade him. What's a successful offseason for the Tigers? And we got calls to get to on the Tigers. We know it's a football Friday. 9 o'clock, we'll start mixing in some Lions because mm-hmm. there's a lot of motion based on the loss last week, the way last year ended, the Commanders mm-hmm. team that steps into the arena on Sunday. Let's get to Adam in Gibraltar. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick on the Tigers. I know I'm probably cutting in on time, but a successful offseason looks like back end of the bullpen piece that can strike out guys. I saw way too many times this year they just pitched a contact. But if you're keeping Skubal and Flaherty already opted into his contract, I feel like with Jobe out, if they go ahead and sign another pitcher, you got to keep Melton. I feel like in the back end of that bullpen, that dude has electric stuff. I'm not too fond of Parker Meadows. I don't think his bat will ever be subpar. I don't think. I've always felt that. So I like that Jaron Duran deal, but I just don't see that happening. But you got to go get guys that can put the ball in play.
Yep.
So way too many times this year they struck out. I feel like upgrading your shortstop position obviously is key. And then one of the corner infield spots has to be assumed that will be upgraded. But the power's there in the team. But if you sign Skubal to that long contract, I think you have to move on, or at least try to move on, from the contract of Javi Baez and try to package a deal with him with some sort of deal in the winter meetings.
Yeah, I don't know how possible that would be. And Adam, I like the phone call. One note I would make, he mentioned shortstop and third base. I think McGonagall, they're going to try to get him on this team. I just don't want that to be sold as that's the addition. Right. It's okay if McGonagall is here with Bregman or with Duran or with a couple veteran bats. You need proven guys who can deliver and get and make contact. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.